Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Jackie Duffy, who's the choir and drama director at Knoxville High School, talking about the high school production of Beauty and the Beast. Sounds exciting, Jackie.
Yeah, it is really exciting for a lot of reasons. It's exciting because this is our first opportunity to have a musical in the new space. And so there's so many, for lack of a better word, toys that we get to use and we get to make part of the production. So it's going to make it extra special, I think.
Sure, more space, kind of a grander set, I would imagine.
Absolutely. I can't wait for everybody to see what Dawn Flattery, my set designer, you know, has created for us this year, because it's so amazing. It has with it its own set of problems, because if you've got to make it bigger, it takes more time. So we're really still putting the final touches on some of the creations. So even I don't know what it's going to end up looking like in the end. But yeah, it's just what's there already is just absolutely fabulous.
Beauty and the Beast, why did you choose that?
To be honest, I guess I don't plan a lot ahead, because I sort of need to know who is coming up in the ranks in order to know what I can fill. Mm-hmm. However, last year, we kind of were between Phantom of the Opera and Beauty and the Beast. And so in the end, what I ended up doing was saying to myself, do we have the horses for Phantom of the Opera this year? That was last year. And I said to myself, yeah, we've got the horses for Phantom. Do we have the horses for Beauty and the Beast? And the answer was yes. So then I thought to myself, what about this year? The year that we're in right now, do we have the horses for Phantom? And the answer was no. And so that's why the order ended up the way it did, where we did Phantom last year and we did Beauty and the Beast this year, because we absolutely have a cast for Beauty and the Beast this year. I'm excited for it. I'm so excited to get to be on that stage.
The performance is coming up March 7, 8, and 9.
Right. The Friday and Saturday performances are at 7 o'clock at night, and then the Sunday performances at 2.
Think the kids are ready?
This is that spot where they're either really tired or they are, you know, they're paralyzed with excitement, you know.
Right.
So absolutely, we've got, you know, just typical lines being dropped and stuff like that. That's typical of this time, but everybody who's ever seen a production at Knoxville High School knows that the kids come through. They absolutely do, and they do it up fabulously. So it's going to be a wonderful show.
They'll be on Friday night.
Yes, they will. They'll be sizzling with energy.
Great.
Yeah.
These kids have probably grown up with the movie when that came out. When did that
right.
come out? In early 90s.
Yeah. So a lot of what they think is the Disney version.
Sure.
Some of them have gone online and seen mm-hmm. a version that maybe another high school has done, or the Broadway version.
Sure.
And have gotten some ideas how their character should be, you know, both vocally and as well as mm-hmm. character, you know, role. But yeah, so it's been very interesting watching them develop into that character that they want them to be.
Yeah.
So I want to put a plug in for the fact that you can get tickets at Next Chapter, and you can also get them. It's such an easy program to use. It's called seatyourself.biz/Knoxville, all in lowercase, HS in lowercase, and that's all one word. So easy to get on there and get the tickets that you want, so that they can be reserved and ready to go for you.
Okay.
So.
Was there anything else that you'd like folks to know about this particular performance? It sounds fun.
Yeah, it's just absolutely going to be a fun performance. For those of you who have little kids, we're having a royal party beforehand. You can get all the information off the posters that are around town, or ask any cast member. But it's going to be so neat for the kids to get to meet the enchanted characters and do that kind of stuff. So keep a lookout for that. And the tickets for that are also at Next Chapter. They can get those. And I think all local Knoxville elementary kids have received stuff that has gone home too.
Okay.
So wonderful opportunity for them there.
Well, break a leg.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Karen.
You're welcome. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Jackie Duffy, Knoxville Choir and Drama Director, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.